I want to take an opportunity to thank all of you for keeping the team that went to Lafayette in prayer, and also Bob and myself. I know that we had a member, Gary, who blogged every day. So you guys knew exactly what was happening to us. And thank you for your prayer, because I got pretty sick along the way. It was about 100 degrees in Houston, but it was probably about 40 degrees and raining in Lafayette. So thank you so much for that. And happy Father's Day to all of you. Thank you, Matt, for that wonderful song. And by the way, Matt's father is here too, and I know he appreciates that. And thank you for giving us your son. 40 days. 40 days, this guy came out, okay, and confronted the Israelites. 40 days. Every single day. What you saw there that was read in scriptures, he made that thing. I mean, every single day. And every single day, the soldiers of Israel cower. And you have to believe that these are mighty men of God. Serving an army, they're not green, you know, soldiers. They have been at war. But every day when this giant of a man, over 9 feet tall, comes at you, and you can equate him to like a human tank coming at you, and all you got is a couple of BB guns at him. That's the equivalent of this guy. Never been defeated. Probably never even hurt in battle. Slayed how many men, we don't know. What a giant. We don't have those these days, but we have giants. You have giants. And every single day, perhaps, you wake up. It's not 40 days, 400 days, maybe 400 times many days. Those giants are facing you. What do you do with them? What do you do with them? Just... As we, Barbara and I, you know, went before the Lord, and she helps me a lot with messages. She helps me a lot with directions. We're a team together for 36 years of ministry. And we believe the Lord wants us to examine the giants of our lives. And so for the next many weeks, we'll be going to a series called Greater Than Your Giants. Greater Than Your Giants. I want to begin today as an introduction. Just briefly, a few thoughts. What are the giants in my life? What are the giants in my life? What is it that just overwhelms you every day? You know, we have them. We have them. You can say, oh, I don't have any. You have them. They're different for different people. I mean, for the Israelites right now, it's this giant of a man in front of them every single day. And they can imagine what's going to happen. Not only are they going to be killed, whoever would even dare to walk up to him, he's going to be slayed and just so quickly. And the rest of the people, their families, their wives, their children, they're going to be enslaved to the Philistine. By the way, the Philistines, not just Goliath, they had massive armies back then, mighty as anything. They had so much fear. It's not only that, they had other things. You know, some thought maybe they're cowards. They want to run. Maybe I'll take my family. So there's all kinds of things going on in their minds. But every single day, this guy comes out there and basically tells them, you are dead meat. You are done. You have no chance whatsoever. Do you have anything like that? You wake up in the morning and you think about your marriage. And you're like, this is a giant in my life. You know, it's just destroying our lives. You wake up in the morning, you see a wayward son somewhere there. You just have no idea what you're going to do with it. You wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror, and you see the disability, the stuff that is just crippling you physically. And you say, what am I going to do with that? How do I continue to live this way? A while back, I shared with you the story, those of you that were here, and I'll share it again. But one of my former staff in New York had a little daughter that had cerebral palsy really badly. Every day they woke up to this. You know, they couldn't handle it. I won't lengthen the story. Some of you remember it. You know, one day, the mother just couldn't handle anymore. Can't face that giant anymore. Can't handle it. So she took that little girl, about 2 years old, climbed up the stairs of her apartment building to the roof, got to the ledge of it, of the roof, jumped on it, and decided that she was going to jump and kill her daughter and herself because the giant was too great for her. It was just too much. What kind of giants do you have today? You have a couple friends, a couple sets of friends. You know, it's a struggle these days. You know, it may not be politically correct for me to even mention this, but you know what? They have children that are getting married. Two different friends of ours. And they're marrying someone of the same, you know, sexual orientation. What do you do? Do you go to the wedding? Because it's legal now. For Christians, I want to tell you, maybe for the world, that's just perfectly fine. If you believe in the Almighty God and the things in the Bible, that is a giant. Barbara and I even talked about it. Our sons are already married. We don't know what to do. Barbara said, you know what? Because I would love him, I want to go to the wedding. I struggle with that. I struggle with being there, condoning and accepting something that I believe is utterly unbiblical and evil. What do we do with giants like that? That's one thing that happened. What happens, you know, when you got a phone call in the middle of the night and you know, and the policeman is calling you and says, you know what, I got some bad news. These are giants. Can you face that? As a pastor, I have already ministered to so many men and women, mothers, who put their heads on my shoulders crying and wondering what are they going to do with their lives. Like this one. A little teenage boy. They found his body after a week or so. They couldn't find him. Executed, gangster style. Body thrown in the bay. Tied up, tortured. Her head on my shoulder saying, for 15 minutes crying, what do I do, Pastor? What do I do? How do I get up in the morning again? These are giants. Maybe some of you giants are not as big as these, but it's just every day. What do you do with it? Addiction. Addiction to things. I've heard of people who pleaded with the Almighty God to remove it, to remove this addiction, you know, this addiction to pornography, this addiction to drug, this addiction to loving someone I shouldn't, this addiction to this and that. They pleaded with God, begged him, a giant in their lives. And then there are other giants that you don't even know. They exist. They got you by the throat and you think it's okay, you know. The giants of greed where you just continuously, you know, pull to that direction. We just got to get some more, got to have some more, got to do whatever it takes. Or perhaps you just worry all day long. It's all day long, you know. You worry about things. You worry about your friends and family. You worry about your job. You worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. What are the giants in your life? Second thing I want to share with you is how do I handle my giants? Maybe, you know, having the giants are there. How do you handle it? It's interesting. 40 days, the army of Israel got together, got in the, you know, in the hill there facing the Philistine. And I'm sure they bravado everywhere. We're going to kill them. We're going to beat them. We're going to conquer. Yay, yay, yay. Sing their national anthem, all those kind of things, right? And then the Philistine comes out, and whoosh, they run away. They're scared stiff. They're hiding, you know? They're just trembling. Every day they did that. Is that what we do? We just make believe, you know? It's not there. It's going to be okay. Every day you get up in the morning. Every day you're going to handle it. You're just going to put up a good front, you know? Is that how you're going to handle your giants? Just make believe they're not there at all? We do sometimes. We do. Sometimes we do other things. We get into some addiction. We use drugs that can help us. And I'm not against medical help in some of these things. Particularly some people are prone to depression or perhaps, you know, manic depressive things. There are drugs that can help you that are not, I'm not against that. I'm not preaching against those things that the medical field can help. But a lot of time we depend on those kind of things. And that's how we handle our giants. And sometimes we just run away. We just run away. How many men and women have I heard just run away? I can't take this marriage anymore. Just can't do it anymore. I can't go on living with this woman. I've heard a story again and again, sometimes in my office, you know, sometimes in an email. I can't do it anymore. She's done this. Or him, he's beat me. You know, he's had an affair, on and on. He's all wrapped up with pornography. Can't even get him out of there. I can't live like this anymore. So we handle it that way. But the giants, nevertheless, we try to handle. And so Israel, you know, Saul, said, I'm going to handle it this way. I'm going to offer, you know, pretty much half my kingdom almost. I'm going to offer my daughter in marriage. If there's a man that has enough guts and skills and capability to confront Philistine, this Philistine, this Goliath of a man, and he won't go out himself, even though he's supposed to be a great man of war, you know, warrior man. So we try to do that. Sometimes we get into our jobs a little more. If I just work a little harder, I just have a little more money, if I can do more of this, I can solve this problem that I have. And we do. How many of you get so wrapped up in your work? It's all about your work. You don't need any more money. That's not it. You know, I'm not against people working hard to make a living because God wants us to do that. We're not supposed to be lazy people. But some of you have gotten enough that you can provide your family for your family a couple of times in a lifetime. But you're all wrapped up in your work because you know what? There's a giant somewhere else that you want to avoid. Maybe I just don't want to spend much time with my children. It's just too hard, you know, to handle them. And perhaps, you know, my wife or my husband is just, I don't want to spend a lot of time with. Sometimes we get wrapped up with things and we go, you know, do other things. We do golfing a lot. We do all kinds of things just to get away from the giants that's destroying your life and you don't care. You know, some of you might have heard, read about the story of Pat Williams. Really wonderful man of God. If you know him now, I'm not sure how many children he's adopted, something like 19, 20. He's like all these children. He was involved with the Orlando Magic, the team, you know, basketball team. But before that, he was with the Philadelphia 76ers. And he was the one that engineered the championship for them. And, you know, you would think that after the championship, he's high up there. He's the best ever, you know. He's got all kinds of accolades because he brought all those superstars to come to Philadelphia to play and win a championship for the city. One morning or one afternoon, his wife came to him and said, I'm leaving. I can't take it anymore. You don't care about me. You don't care about my family. All you care about is your work. That's it. You know, that was a turning point for his life, and it's great. Because he was a Christian. He's a God-loving man. But he got all wrapped up with this. You know, the more intense you are, sometimes the more successful you are in business, the more successful you are in what you do, you know, that can be a phenomenal giant that can destroy you, and it was destroying Pat Williams. I'll tell you what he did. He resigned from that position. He left the city that he brought all his fame to and also all the accolades he received, and he began to rebuild his marriage. How do I handle my giants? I'm going to tell you, most of us, we handle our giants like everybody else in this world. We do the best we can. We go out there, stand in front of Goliath and the Philistines, and we just say, we're going to beat you, we're going to beat you. We do the best we can. And sometimes, that's all we have. And it's not even bad, you know. We're out there. We're not giving up. We're not running. We're not hiding. We're just doing the best we can. But I want to tell you, you can't be greater than your giants if you do it that way. It doesn't work. It doesn't matter how often the army of Israel stand out there. There's not a single person in that army that can beat this guy named Goliath. It's not possible. So I want to end by asking you a question. Am I greater than my giants? This is a series we want to work on. Am I greater than my giants? And I want to tell you something. No, you're not. You are not greater than your giants. You're not greater than that marriage that's falling apart. You're not greater than that child who's wayward and perhaps is in prison, perhaps is just living his life, you know, hating you. You're not greater than that disaster you got yourself into, whatever. You're not greater than the cancers that's eating your body. You're not greater than the crippling disease you may have otherwise. You're not greater than any of those things, because that giant is 9 foot tall. He's got armors you can't penetrate. You're not greater. And I think Christians, you know, too often we get into this thing where we are just trying to psychoanalyze ourselves. There are pastors out there preaching that, you know, all the time. And it draws thousands of people in. It's a good message. It's a feel-good message, you know. You can do it. You can do it, you know. You might as well be going into one of those Robbins thing, you know, the seminars where he just want to tell you, if you just believe in yourself, you succeed. But you can believe in yourself all you want. You're not knocking that 9-foot giant down. It's just not happening. And after a little while, even if you follow that kind of message, you come to the realization, man, it just doesn't work. I'm getting clocked every single day. I'm being devastated, you know, and that depression that's eating at you, you can't overcome it, you know. It's there, that darkness and that black cloud that settles over you. Why is it always here? Why is it still here? Because you can't. You are not greater than your giants. But I want to tell you who is, right? You know that already. Of course, you come to church, you know what I'm going to say. You go further on in that passage of scriptures, and what do you find? Here's David coming up, you know. He must have been, well, diminutive compared to Goliath. And Goliath's looking at him, what am I, a dog? You sending this little punk here to come at me? Who are you? You know? And David goes up. He doesn't say anything like, you know, here, look at my muscles here. Look at my, you know, arrows. He doesn't do any of that stuff. He says, I come against you in name of the Lord. He says, my God is greater than your giants. My God is greater than Goliath. And I love it that it isn't like a big struggle, you know. It wasn't like, yeah, he got me, I got him. No, it wasn't that kind of battle. He just took a little puny rock, put it in the sling. How many of these things they have, you know? They're bow and arrows that are far greater. And he throws them, boom, he's gone. Because you see, David knew that he was never going to be greater than Goliath. He knew that. And maybe that's something we have to learn right away, that we are not greater than our giants. We can't do it on our own. There's enough Christians out there that says, I don't need God, I don't need church, I don't even go there, I'm going to handle my life my way. And they fall on their faces all the time. David knew that God is greater than his giant, Goliath. And I hope that you guys can understand that. When God is in your life, when you step out in faith and believe that God can conquer your giants, whatever they may be, that God can fix that marriage, that God can minister your wayward child, that God can do those things in your lives. And you know what? God can heal your bodies too. And if he doesn't, he will give you the grace to go through it and victoriously in it. This is what God can do, and God has done, and God will do every single day if you will step out in faith and believe that God is greater than your giants. Don't let the giants of your life destroy you. You know, there's so many. We're going to deal with each one of them one at a time each week. Next week, we're going to deal with our fears. There's some people that are afraid to get out of bed. There are people that there are people that are so afraid of so many other things. And there are people that are just afraid of one thing. And every single thing, they hope that thing doesn't come to them. But God is greater than that. And God can minister to you, and I know he will. I want to tell you, those who walk in faith, trusting in God, they never fear giants. giants are there to fall, that's all. They are there to be brought down because our God is greater. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, I want to thank you so much that you fear no giants. Oh God, I pray today in this congregation, the different giants that may be in our lives, that each and every one, Lord God, you are greater. I pray that you teach us that. I pray that you transform us as we begin to learn and step out in faith, trusting you. In Jesus' name we pray.